Angeles, and we're lucky to be here with Steve Forte, who runs one of the largest user groups in New York City and will be serving as a Women Build facilitator at the MDC event in January. So Steve, tell us a little bit about this Women Build event in January that we have coming up.
Well, this is a great event, and at this particular event, we're going to have women come and work with Lego. It's sponsored by Lego, and we're using the Lego as a metaphor for building software. So building reusable components with fundamental building blocks. It's going to be an exciting event where we can have women not only work with the Lego, but then actually see all the PDC content as well.
Correct. So for those of you that are not familiar with it, we ran this event at PDC. Now we're going to be running it in multiple cities across the United States. So as I've spoken at your user group before. There's a lot of attendees I've seen over the last 5-6 years. How long has it been running?
Actually, since .NET launched, so it's probably about 7 years.
Seven years now.
So you were actually our first speaker at the user group.
Was I really?
You were.
That's very special. So recently, New York Times posted an article saying in the United States, there's been a decline in women developers in the software industry. They've been going to other types of industries. You spoke in the U.S., and I know you've spoken all around the world. Could you just kind of tell us like what you think's going on with the U.S. and as versus the developing countries or fully developed countries and other nations?
Well, the trend I see both in the United States and in Western Europe is that women are about 10 to maybe 15% of the workforce. I see women in more IT roles. I see them as database administrators, which is a far more complex job, I think, sometimes than a software developer. I also see women a lot of times as designers and quality assurance. And overseas, I see actually at the conferences that I'm at and at the offices that I visit, 50% of the workforce are female overseas. And that's development. I mean,
which countries do you see this
in? In an interesting array of countries. One of them is India. I would say that at both the conferences and at the organizations that I've been inside, both consulting and with outsourcing, women were 50% of the development staff. I've also seen at other countries that are Muslim countries, like Egypt, women were 50%, if not more, actually, in both the university level and at the conference level and in the organization level. And I've also been in Turkey and Malaysia, Hong Kong, same trend. So these developing economies, developing countries, women see technology as a way to succeed.
Right. And why do you think it's important for us in the United States to address this with either running workshops like at Women Build, where we're going to try to come up with solutions, whether it's mentorship rings or ways to make this industry more attractive with work-life balance? For you as a man, you are a man.
Yes, I am.
What do you think is important to see to have more women come into this industry? What's so important about that besides the moral?
Well, I think the reason why this event in particular and is important to help, you know, engage with women to come into the workforce in technology, the big thing is we're forgetting about 50% of the population. And we're always complaining that there are not enough developers to fit these jobs and not enough IT managers and project managers to fit the jobs. That's the first case, which is we don't need to go look maybe overseas or somewhere else if we have qualified, you know, intelligent people right here to facilitate those jobs. In addition, I feel that women also bring a different perspective to a project. Just how you hear about diversity and diversity training, that it's great to have multiple cultures on projects and in organizations. Same thing with bringing women. Women bring an interesting and different perspective. This is a generalization, but I find women to actually be, on balance, more organized and even more disciplined than men when it comes to writing things like unit testing. So it's the project will succeed better if you have more diverse of a developer group.
Yeah, and you mentioned an interesting point, too, is that I think sometimes there's a perception that the only jobs in this industry are you have to be a techie and writing code and not necessarily interacting and socializing. There are other GBA and IT, as well as marketing, finance, and accounting as well, correct?
Not only just marketing, finance, and accounting, but the whole gamut of particular jobs is you work at a large company, even like Microsoft, and you need to have developer evangelists. You need to have people that can go in front of audiences. You need to have people that can do training. So there's a tremendous amount of jobs where you may not need to be down deep in the zeros and the ones,
right.
But a woman's compassion and just kind of perspective could actually facilitate those and breathe some new life into some of these roles.
So, In January, we have the Women Build event happening. It's facilitated by LEGO, Microsoft, as well as you're going to be facilitating. What do attendees need to do if they're interested in participating in this free workshop during the MDC?
Well, the first thing you need to realize is that the event is January 20th, and you can register with the link that's on this particular website from this video using the RSVB code, MDCWIT. And at the event, there will not only be the LEGO, and that will be a lot of fun, but there will be an opportunity for women on a roundtable discussion and brainstorming discussion to talk about how to bring more women into the industry and into this particular workforce.
And men are also welcome. You're going to be there facilitating as well, so it's both for men and women. It seems that sometimes that men bring an interesting component too, because they have significant people in their lives that they want
opportunity for their daughters, their nieces, and their cousins, and everybody else.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve, for sharing all your perspective of worldview and women in technology, and we're looking forward to having you participate in January.
Thank you. Should be a great event.